Most of the members were from the House of Shammai. And Hurd has had them all arrested and burned alive. But that act, that open act of defiance, of rebellion, sparked again the flame of the dissatisfaction of the people with Hurdus. And again, it was up to Hillel to dampen the fires, to quiet the spirits, to make certain that an open civil war, an open rebellion didn't occur, because he felt, and correctly so, that if it did occur, Hurdus would destroy, he would destroy all the Jewish people. There was no limit to what would happen. And because of that, therefore, he felt that better to acquiesce to golden eagles on the gates of the temple, and that there should be a Jewish people, than that the Jewish people should go down in flames fighting against it. We'll see that in the discussion regarding the Jews that committed suicide at Masada, that this difference of opinion as to what the right policy is or should be will once again occur. There will be Jews that will say it's far better to commit suicide. We don't want to be Roman slaves. And that's what Elazar ben Yair and the almost 1,000 people at Masada did. They killed themselves. And the opinion of the rabbis that it's far better to live even under Roman domination, even under what certainly would be abject and poor conditions, but it's better to be alive, because as long as you're alive, there's a Jewish people. And the Jewish people will live to fight another day. The rabbi said the Roman eagle will set. It will disappear. And we will be here yet. Now, that's not a very heroic or popular stand. You have today, I think, part of that discussion exists in Eretz Israel. Today, with the present Jewish underground. And the influence, and I'm not speaking about the influence of Hillel here in Halacha, but the influence of Hillel in politics, in the politics of the Jewish people, was to stand against that type of macho expression of great heroism, but which ultimately could prove to be counterproductive and self-destructive. And it was only the personality of Hillel that held the whole thing together. So at the very same time that you have this madman, Hurdus, being the emperor and the king, you have Hillel as the counterbalance, who establishes the true kingdom of the Jews, which is the kingdom of Torah, of gentility, of goodness, of kindness. I think that in today's modern terminology, we could say that it was like the first first revolution of nonviolence, which has in certain ages and certain times proved to be very successful. We have had here in the United States a period of, at least as far as the civil rights movement in the United States was concerned, that the nonviolent revolution was far more successful than any violent confrontation would have been. You have Gandhi in India. You have there few examples of where it has worked. But Lahavdil, but you have Hillel as the prototype of that type of stand. Now, a second point in the time of Hillel, which the Gemara itself alludes to, and which we have to remember. The Jewish population in the world now was 4 million. 4 million Jews at the beginning of the reign of Hurdus. By the time the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, which is, let's say, 100 years after Hurdus, in a century, there were almost 10